John chapter 6, reading from verse 24. So when the crowd saw that neither Jesus nor his disciples were there, they themselves got into the boats and went to Capernaum looking for Jesus. When they found him on the other side of the lake, they said to him, "Rabbi, when did you come here?" Jesus answered them, "Very truly I tell you, you are looking for me not because you saw signs, but because you ate your fill of the loaves. Do not work for the food that perishes, but for the food that endures for eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you. For it is on him that God the Father has set his seal." Then they said to him, "What must we do to perform the works of God?" Jesus answered them, "This is the work of God, that you believe in him whom he has sent." So they said to him, "What sign are you going to give us then, so that we may see it and believe you? What work are you performing? Our ancestors ate the manna in the wilderness, as it is written, 'He gave them bread from heaven to eat.'" And Jesus said to them, "Very truly I tell you, it was not Moses who gave you the bread from heaven, but it is my Father who gives you the bread from heaven. For the bread of God is that which comes down from heaven and gives life to the world." They said to him, "Sir, give us this bread always." Jesus said to them, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty." This is the gospel of the Lord. Please do sit down. Loving God, you are the bread from heaven that satisfies all our hungers. Help us to place our faith, our hope, our trust in you. Amen. I'm the sort of person who really likes to follow a recipe when I'm cooking a meal. Having a recipe book, getting everything in the precise quantities, having the oven set at the right temperature, getting everything exactly right, it appeals to the precise part of my nature. I'm not one of those people who chucks everything in a pan, sticks it in the oven at 180 degrees, and hopes that something comes out at the end. I like the certainty that's involved, that something good is going to come out of what I'm making. And we've got this huge crowd of people that are following Jesus, some 5,000 people, and he's just fed them. But they're filled with a sense of uncertainty, and they're following Jesus. They're almost chasing him around the Sea of Tiberias on the way to Capernaum. They're following him because they want him to keep providing them with this free bread. And who could blame them? Imagine how much easier life would be if we had an endless supply of free bread appear on our doorstep every morning. Whilst they're looking for somebody who's going to feed their stomachs, Jesus, of course, is talking about providing them and us with something that's going to satisfy a much deeper hunger. Jesus wants to give us something that will feed our hungry hearts and souls, and not just feed our stomachs. I think we've all got hearts that are hungry for something. There are quite a few authors who will say that every person is looking for answers to three simple questions. Who am I? Where do I fit in? What am I here for? They're questions about our identity. They're questions about how we belong to things. They're questions about our purpose. And we can always be hungry for things like being accepted, feeling like we're worth something. We can be hungry for peace, for rest, for hope. It's an endless list of things that we're looking for. And quite often, when we try and satisfy these hungers, we can do so in the wrong way. And that's just going to give us a temporary, short-term relief. But that true hunger is never going to be really satisfied. We know, of course, we live in a consumer culture. There's all sorts of temporary solutions that can be offered to a really deep-seated problem. And that can even distract us from the hunger that's right at the depths of things. And in the temporary measures, we're never going to feel completely fulfilled. We can even do something similar to that in church, when we try our best to keep busy, or we try and enjoy a particular style of worship, or we start doing activities that on the surface look Christian, but in the end we can get distracted from our true hunger rather than really satisfying. One thing that stands out to me when I read John chapter 6 is that the people are asking Jesus what God wants them to be doing. And Jesus replies that this is the work of God, that you believe in him who he has sent. You believe in him who he has sent. In other words, the one thing that God wants us to do is to trust that Jesus is the one who is really going to satisfy our deepest hungers. Jesus provides whatever our hearts and souls might be hungry for. If we're hungry for identity, Jesus can give us a new identity as a child of God, someone whom he loves and with whom he is pleased. If we're hungry to belong or to fit in, Jesus satisfies that hunger by making us members of his body, as sisters and brothers in God's family, to live out our identity in a loving, Christ-centered community. And if we're hungry to find out what our purpose in life is, Jesus is calling us to participate in God's mission by being disciples who encourage discipleship, by redeeming, by restoring, by renewing. Whatever our deepest hunger might be, Jesus feeds us through the power of his Spirit. Jesus takes us exactly as we are. It's a free act of grace. Jesus gives us that sense of value by actually telling us that we are worth dying for in the first place. He gave up his life for us on the cross. And as St. Paul puts it in the letter to the Ephesians, he descended in order that he might ascend. Jesus gives us that sense of peace as he establishes a new relationship between ourselves, between God, and between each other. And Jesus can give us the rest that we're so desperately craving as he carries the burdens for us when we turn to him in prayer. The resurrection of Jesus gives us hope because he's promised that no matter how difficult or how dark my life might be, he's given us a life that not even death is going to overcome. No matter what our hearts and souls might be hungry for, Jesus can provide us with exactly what we need if we come to him with the right attitude. One of the most important aspects of my work as a minister is to help people explore what that hunger is, how Jesus can help us as the bread of life. And that process can begin by us asking honestly open questions about what it is that we're really looking for. What is it that our hearts, our souls are truly hungry for? That can really challenge because it requires us to go right down to the depths of our being and explore exactly what that hunger is that's causing us so much disturbance. Quite often, we're not particularly good at admitting that we're hungry in the first place. And sometimes we just go and we fill the holes with the wrong things. But when we're able to recognize what it is that is all about our deepest hunger, then we can begin the process of allowing God in, to allow Jesus to let us know that he can and he will satisfy that hunger. And then as a result of that, we go out and we share that bread with other people. Then we become like Jesus' disciples, who received the loaves and the fish that Jesus had blessed and distributed them to the 5,000 people, the women, the men, the children who'd come there to hear Jesus speak. When we fed on the bread of life, when we fed on Jesus and found his goodness, his sweetness for ourselves, then we've got something that we really want to share with others. The gospel, the good news that Jesus offers us life to the full. John 10:10 says, in John 10:10, Jesus is saying, "I came that they may have life and have it abundantly." And so we are to trust in him for everything to satisfy the deepest hungers of our hearts and souls. And when we've found that bread for ourselves, we can then distribute it to others who are hungry for the goodness of God in their lives too. So think about what your heart might be hungry for. What's missing in your life that's keeping you from living the life to the full that Jesus is promising us? If your honest answer is nothing, then that means that your relationship with Jesus is strong and you're finding everything that you need in him. And that's good. Praise God for that, because that means that you've therefore got something good to offer to people around you who are hungry themselves. But if you've got a hunger that you can't fill, then let me know. Let me help you find out how Jesus can satisfy that deeper hunger. Or find a Christian friend, somebody you trust, somebody who could help you. Read the Bible together, search it, pray and listen to what God is promising you in the Word. Bring your hunger to God in prayer and keep pursuing the goodness of God in Jesus, the bread of life. So next time you're in the kitchen and you're putting a recipe together, just pause and think as you look at the packets and see the scales. What sort of recipe am I really putting together? Is this really what I want to make? Is God perhaps calling me to try something else? Because Jesus promises that when we trust in him for what our hearts and souls are really hungry for, then we'll never be hungry again. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.